All right. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. Hey, I'm an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. And here's how. Get on the call. Get your team on this call. Let your entire team start to grow together, and you can make it happen. Now, folks, I'm going to be straight with you. There are quite a few people on the call, but we need to have more people on the call. If I didn't ask you to mute your line, there's not enough people coming to the call. So not only now, you can go ahead and text some people on your team right now. Tell them we got the number one incomer on the call and get on the call. And also let them know that he's also going to be with us next week. So get them on the call. This is how you're going to grow. You have to prepare to be successful in this business. Okay? Now, we're going to do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. And like I said, it's the best way to get off to a great start because you're always going to be able to come to this call and get something of value that you can use right now, and today is no exception. Now, you've heard some people talking about being registered for Ambition. National Conference, okay? Go to your back office, get registered for the National Conference. All of this stuff will be done and over with. Full expectation, everything's a go for Ambition. Be prepared to be there. Be prepared to get your team there. So you have to register first so that you are the leader for your team and your team will register as well. You good? All right. Now, it's my pleasure, it's my honor to introduce our featured speaker for the evening. Guys, if you've been in Ambit Energy for any period of time, he doesn't even need an introduction for you. Number one income earner has been for the last 13 consecutive years. The first recipient of the Thompson Leadership Award. One of the top 20 income earners in network marketing worldwide. And you get to listen to him right now. Please welcome to the call, Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, welcome, sir. How are you? Oh, Brian. Star one or star three? Okay, hang on, guys.
All right, I'm back. So I'm sorry. I just wanted you to have a heart attack, that's all.
Just like old times. Welcome to the call. How are you?
Well, I'm good. I had it on mute, and I had something else pulled up on my phone I wanted to refer to, and I'm sitting there going, oh, he can't hear me.
That was great. Okay, all yours, bud.
All right, appreciate it. Hey, I want to welcome everybody to the call tonight, and, I want to reiterate what Bear said about the number of people on the call, For the most part, most people are, taking it easy. Things have changed quite a bit, which is what I want to talk about tonight. But there's no better time to get refocused and start kind of with a new foundation, if you will. You know, the foundation of anybody's business is the written list. I think that's one of the things that happens in this business is a lot of times we hear people say, oh, you got to start with a written list. And it's kind of like a check mark. You know, you make your written list and, oh, that's done. You know, and I did that 6 years ago when I joined Ambit. But a written list is an organic organism, if you will. It's something that you're constantly adding to, you're constantly deleting from. It's not something that stagnates, and it's something that's with you all the time. But as time passes, you know, people begin to rationalize, well, I've talked to everybody that I know about Ambit Energy, or this one's not interested because they're too rich, or this one's not interested because they lost their job and haven't worked in 6 months, or, you know, whatever the situation is, there's always that rationalization. But I think that, you know, with this coronavirus thing that's going on, I wanted to kind of start with that and reiterate a couple of things. There was a email sent out this week. That basically came from corporate that said that we can no longer do face-to-face meetings. And a lot of that was around, I had an opportunity to talk to Scott Hudson this week as well. And a lot of that was around is it's a moving target. You know, there's so many different rules and different, you know, counties have rules and cities have rules and, you know, New York. York City's rules different than Pittsburgh City rules, and this county and this state, and then the states all have rules, and then there are the federal rules. And so it was really becoming pretty onerous for AMBIT to be able to keep up with all those changes and all those different rules and what was out there. And so they met with the decision that basically we as independent consultants of AMBIT through the direction of corporate cannot hold meetings. So there's no hotel meetings, no in-home meetings, you know, face-to-face meetings. So, you know, I think in a lot of instances, you know, people have built the business face-to-face and are used to doing meetings or whatever. You know, it's kind of like you put up the white flag and go, okay, well, I'm out of AMBIT, you know, I'm a waiter and I can't do that. I don't know what I'm going to do. And there's this turmoil going on. You know, the rules come out that, you know, they can't foreclose on your mortgage and they can't evict you on your rent. And, you know, there's a swirl about a trillion plus dollar package that's going to pass Congress here, hopefully Monday or Tuesday. And what does that mean to me? And how much money am I going to get? And, you know, there's just this constant turmoil that most people are living in today. And if you're blessed to not be living in that environment right now, you know, perhaps you're work for a stable business, or you work in an industry that's exploding, because with everything that is falling apart, you know, in the services industry, hotels, motels, airfare, you know, travel industry, restaurants, bars, that sort of thing, that's kind of falling apart. But if you're in the teleconferencing business, you know, that's kind of exploding right now. So there's always a yin and a yang to any situation. But, you know, what I want to address at a high level is first respect the new rule that put out by corporate and don't hold face-to-face meetings. I think that it's also your patriotic duty to, you know, live what we're being told to do, which is to you know, be in a situation where we're not interfacing with other people as much as is humanly possible, depending on what you do and what you've got going on in your life. Of course, I know Betsy and I are, you know, in Austin, and, you know, in the last 3 days we went out one time for groceries. That doesn't mean that I'm sitting around doing nothing. You know, that means that it's time to recharge. It's time to start to take stuff off the list that's been sitting on the list sometimes a year, 2 years, 3 years. So the coronavirus thing is going to change the landscape tremendously. And I'm not speaking specifically to AMBIT Energy. I actually think it's going to enhance that landscape, but it's going to change the world as we know it. And I said world, just not country. And it's certainly going to change this country as we know it as well. Most of you that don't live in the Texas area may not be aware of this, but there was a stay-at-home order issued by the county of Dallas, which is, of course, where Vistra AMBIT is headquartered. And so in the county of Dallas in Texas, not the state of Texas, but in the county of Dallas just a couple hours ago, there was an order that was essential people only can actually get out of their home. So it's a stay-at-home order. And, you know, and I can tell you that for the last couple of weeks, Vistra has worked on decentralizing operations, getting as many people as possible to work from home. When I was on the phone with Scott Hudson this week, he mentioned that he and Jim and one or two others were the only ones inside of Vistra Corporate. Now, most of you that have not had the chance to visit it, but I mean, it's just people everywhere. You know, there are a lot of people there, and you know, in anticipation of and protection for all their employees. And if you think about Vistra as a company, you've got all the generation plants, which of course are key essential that those continue to operate. You've got all of customer care, in our case, consultant support. You've got, you know, regulatory. You got so many different moving arms, you know, accounting and so on and so forth. So very quickly they had to come up with a plan that decentralized the business, but then allowed the business to continue to operate. Obviously it's essential to the economy and both commercial and residential and everything else for electricity to flow. And there's no risk that's not going to happen, but you can imagine how busy they've been in trying situate the company properly, position it. So you not only have a lot going on corporately, but what I want to shift to is our business. You know, we're an independent contractor with Ambit Energy. We own and operate our own business. We've chosen Ambit Energy to drive revenue to it. And I think during times like this, you know, certainly it's time when you start to slow down, you start to slow down a little bit, and things start to sink in. You know, things that you haven't been able to work on. Maybe, you know, I know in my case, you know, I'm in the process of two or three projects that have been ongoing for 2 or 3 years, haven't been top priority, and you know, kind of dusted those off. And you know, one of which is the book that I've been talking about publishing and writing, finishing writing for a long time now. And so I think everybody goes through this kind of reorganization, you know, just, you know, emotionally, spiritually, and so many other ways they begin to just reflect, you know, hey, what's going on, because you have the time to do so. So, you know, I got a Facebook post today from a friend in New Orleans, and she does great Facebook posts, and she posted Ecclesiastes 3, and titled it "A Time for Everything," and goes through all the different verses. And I want you to listen to this. I don't get on here, you know, I don't preach, but I want you to listen to this particular verse of the Bible, because I think it's just so well suited for what the decisioning process that we go through in times like this. You know, Betsy and I had moved out of New Orleans when Katrina hit, and when other big catastrophes have hit the country, whether it be a tornado in Oklahoma or Kansas or Alabama or someplace that may be tornado prone, and there's, you know, we just had one in Nashville, and there's huge outpouring in the country and music industry, and trying to help those folks. And, you know, same thing with Katrina hit New Orleans. You know, we had so many people that were devastated from New Orleans, and there's this rebuilding process, but nothing has ever hit the United States like this. You know, the Spanish flu of 1918 worldwide, you know, killed, you know, over a million people, but you know, that was at a moment in time when the communications was different, medicine was different, the knowledge base of how viruses like that work is totally different. And so, you know, we're looking at something that the likes of which has never really hit the world before, the United States, because now instead of one area being impacted and the rest of a healthy nation coming behind and helping that particular area, it's now affected everybody nationwide. And, you know, it's in all 50 states now. And, of course, some states, you know, the main states being the state of Washington, California, and New York, where the epicenter is, they're well over 50% of all the cases. And so there are concentrations. But, you know, you start to think about the impact of this, the impact economically. You know, when they're talking about passing $1 trillion or $2 trillion stimulus package, you know, to help the economy to move through, and we had one of the strongest, if not the strongest economy in the world when this hit, it gives you a sense of being overwhelmed. And so, you know, let me read through this, and I want you to think about it. I might even take a paper and pencil, and you know, it's kind of a Ben Franklin balance sheet. It's there's this, and then there's that, and there's this, and then there's that. And I want you to, I'm going to read through it, but I'm going to take a minute or two on a couple of them to reflect it, how I feel it relates to our business and the decisioning process that you'll make towards your Ambit Energy business through these trying times. For everything, there's a season, a time for every activity under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die. You know, let me stop and comment there. In other words, with relationship to Ambit Energy, there's a time for you to give birth, or there's a time for you to just, you know, throw the white flag up and said, hey, you know, I'm just another casualty, and you use the coronavirus thing and you know, stay at home order where you're at, or this deal or that deal, all the related economic impact of coronavirus, as you know, this is a time for me to die. It's a time for me to lay it down. I'm gonna get out of ambit business. There's a time to plant and there's a time to harvest, you know. And I think right now is a good planting season. You know, there are a lot of people that are hurting, and I can tell you for an absolute fact, been studied over the decades since the industry was born in the late 40s to present, the harder the economic climate is, the better our industry prospers. Why? Because people are afraid. They're afraid of their job. They don't know if they're going to be employed. They're not making enough money. There's no pay raises. You know, times are tough. And so they're looking for some sort of personal economic stimulus so that they can better themselves and they're not trapped in their J-O-B. So there's a time to plant and a time to harvest, a time to kill and a time to heal. You know, and you know, I hate to say it, but there are going to be people that implode here. You know, they're going to be people that just put themselves out to pasture, and with relation to the ambit energy business, that they're just going to kill themselves. They're going to allow the mind. You know, you've heard me say over and over and over and over again, you know, there's two parts to this business. There's the mechanical part, how to build a sales and marketing organization, our four-step system to success, and then there's the mental part. And what we're talking about here is the mental part. You know, the mechanical execution of this business will alter somewhat. You can't do in-homes. That's the way I built my business. Okay, I know it's going to alter somewhat, but it's mechanically it's the same, okay? It's the mental part of the business. A time to tear down and a time to build up, you know. So are you going to tear down? Are you going to, you know, forget about your ambit energy business and allow it to just kind of disintegrate? Or are you going to go build it back up? Are you going to use it, this coronavirus thing and the extra time that you have and the uncertainty that's out there to be something that reinforces your commitment to doing what you want to do for you and the family? There's a time to cry and there's a time to laugh. A time to grieve and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to turn away. Let's talk about that one for a second. You know, you're going to be, as this thing continues to get worse and worse, you know, and it'll get better before it gets, it'll get worse before it gets better. Everybody's saying that. That's not, you know, doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that's going to be the case. But, you know, You can embrace the time that you're in, or you can turn away from it. You can isolate yourself. You can be upset about it. You can let the turmoil just start to tear you up. You can let the fear of losing your job or your industry going away tear you up, or you can take action. You know, I've said it over and over again, doubt will take you out of action. Action will take you out of doubt. There's a time to search and a time to quit searching. And let me elaborate on that one a little bit with respect to our ambit energy business. There are going to be people that are going to take this as an opportunity to move on to another opportunity. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, hey, you know, at the end of the day, I'm for what a person feels is best for them and their family. You know, I've said it from day one, ambit energy is not for everybody. You know, there are people that get involved in ambit energy, are in it for a matter of a minute or two, and they ask for their first customer. Maybe they don't even start at all, and they're out of ambit energy. There's other people that have promoted to top ranks in ambit energy and have, you know, felt like a better opportunity came along. They've left ambit energy and gone and done another opportunity. Hey, more power to them. You know, at the end of the day, you've got to make a decision as to what's best for you and your family. But, you know, in a time to search or a time to quit searching, you know, what I'm telling you is that if you're committed to ambit energy, if you're committed to what this is, despite the fact that there's been an acquisition, despite the fact that there's some things that Vistra is still working on, there'll be conference calls I'll have with Vistra this week working on some particular issues that they're trying to resolve as quickly as they can. And of course, this coronavirus thing has to take precedent over some of that. So we've got to slow down a little bit and take care of that. But, you know, in my opinion, this is what's right for me and my family. This isn't necessarily a time to be searching. Okay. It's a time to quit searching. In other words, it's a time to really get focused, get involved, get back on what it takes to build this business. And when in doubt, you know, I've heard Ray Monty and so many others say this over and over and over again, you know, if you want to know what you're supposed to do to be successful in Ambit Energy, show the plan. Of course, right now it's beautiful. You can sit in the luxury of your home. You can call somebody up and you can ask them to take a look at a couple of videos. You can do three-way calls. You can show the plan, and then you can help them gather customers over the phone as well. There's a time to keep and there's a time to throw away. And I think that's a decisioning process that you have to make. Do you want to keep what you have, or do you want to just throw it away? You know, or take the weeks or the months or the years or the decades of hard work and hold on to it, embrace it, love it, and you know, gather the stones instead of scattering the stones, or dancing instead of grieving, or laughing instead of crying, or healing instead of killing, or building up instead of tearing down. In other words, there's a process that you're going to go through that, you know, gets you focused on the direction that you want to go. And I'll say before I go on any other and give you some of the rest of this verse out of the Bible, I'll tell you that it's an individual decision. Hey, if you decide that this is just the right time for you to go do something else, hey, I'm for you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it might sound weird to you, but, you know, this is not an easy business. You know, it's not one that for the weak of heart. You know, this is what I know. The ones that put their nose down and they don't get involved in this little side business that's supposed to help Ambit by helping you gather customers, and all of a sudden that little side business becomes a primary business, or this little side thing over here, or that little side thing, whether it be network marketing or not. You know, the people that stay the most focused, the people that say it's time to build, the people that say it's time to plant, you know, it's time to heal, it's time to laugh, it's time to dance, it's time to gather the stones, it's time to embrace, you know, and it's time to quit searching. Those are the people that are going to come out on the back end of this you know, at the top of the thing. So time to keep or time to throw away. It's kind of the ultimate decision, right? Time to tear, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to quit and a time to be quiet, rather, and a time to speak. You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, how you get back up on the call, Brian? It's because it's time to speak. You know, it's not time to be quiet. It's time to speak. It's time to get back into the game, back into the fold, back into moving forward, because I truly believe that the best is yet to come. You know, now we've got to see what Vistra's going to do. You know, judge me on what I do, not what I say I'm going to do. But based on all indications that I see right now, and I'll tell you if I see different, but based on all indications that I see right now, the intent is right. The movement is the right direction. The understanding is there. It's just going to take a little time. There's a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. Verse 9, what do people really get for all their hard work? I've seen the burden of God has placed on all of us, yet God has made everything beautiful for its own time. He has planted eternity in the human heart, but even so, people cannot see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to end. You know, it's not for us to decide exactly how this is going to go. You know, I've got faith in the direction of way this is going to go. It's going to go in the right direction. And if it's not, I've got faith that God, and I'll get all the signals I need to go in a different direction. You know, all I'm saying is that the signals that I'm getting and what's being spoken to me and what's in my heart is to get reengaged and get moving forward. And people should eat and drink and enjoy the fruits of their labor, for these are the gifts from God, and God knows God has given Betsy and I some incredible gifts. And I think the most incredible gift that's come out of Ambit Energy is the relationships. You know, the money's great. We all get in it for the money. I'm not trying to downplay the money. But I'll tell you, it's all about the relationships. Some of the people that are on this call, a lot of people that aren't on this call, you know, they're friends for life. I know that I'm going to their funeral and they're coming to my funeral, and that's going to be decades into the future. But that's just the way it's going to be. We might not have talked in 10 or 15 years when that day comes, but they're going to be there and I'm going to be there. And the bottom line is that there's a plan, and the plan's not for us to necessarily understand. I don't understand the plan of what's going on right now. I don't really understand everything, but I know that God does have a plan, and I put my faith in him. And I know wherever God, verse 14, and I know that whatever God does is final. Nothing can be added to it or taken from it. God's purpose is that people should fear him. 15, what is happening now has happened before, and what will happen in the future has happened before, because God makes the same things happen over and over again. You know, it's funny, you know, you think about these pandemics, that the swine flu, 60 million people infected, close to 15,000 deaths over a 1 year period of time. You know, the Hong Kong flu, the this one, the that one, the Spanish flu that everybody talks about back in the, you know, I think it was in 1918, you know, these things happen. And you know, it's not what's happening to you, it's how you deal with what's happening to you. And so as it relates to our Ambit Energy business, I think that this is a time for you to not step back from the business, but for a time for you to reflect. You have some extra time to reflect. What is it that you really want? You know, what is it that it's going to take for you to get yourself back to the enthusiasm that you had when you joined the business, you know, and get ready. You know, I mean, right now is not the time to be running around Austin, Texas, or any place else in the United States trying to do in-homes. And, you know, I in the early days, I'd go up to Dallas. I'd leave Austin at 3 a.m. I'd be at a breakfast meeting. I'd do a couple of two-on-ones in the mid and late morning. I'd do typically a doctor's office or an attorney's office, real estate office. I'd do a little luncheon. We'd bring in sandwiches in the afternoon, a couple meetings for lunch, and then a couple of meetings in the afternoon, and then an in-home that night, and then the in-home that night, go to bed at 1 a.m. and, you know, in a hotel in Dallas, because Austin doesn't have the service available. We're the city of Austin here. And I do it the next day and the next day and the next day and the next day. And, you know, that's not duplicable right now. It's not something you can do right now. And so you've got to sit back and say, okay, what are the online systems that are in place that allow me to continue to build my business? And you've got to communicate, you know, you've got to call up people that, you know, that are hurting, and hey, what's going on with you? You know, everybody that's in your business that you know is in an industry that's hurting, great time to reengage them in Ambit Energy. And even people that aren't in an industry that, you know, you can't hire somebody in construction in Austin, Texas, hardly at all. Because prior to this and still going on, all the construction jobs going on everywhere is just incredible. I mean, the growth is just off the chart. Every neighborhood's building houses. Every commercial thoroughfare is building strip malls, or, you know, downtown's exploding with buildings being raised and new ones going up in their place. And, you know, it's just incredible. But as busy as those construction workers are, and as strong as that industry is right now, there's doubt. There's doubt, and those people are, you know, in certain instances are working a little less days. They're making the adjustments based on what the local regulations are for the workforce and so on and so forth. And so I believe that, well, let me say this. I know for a fact that the best time, one of the easiest times to build a business is when there's a recession going on, you know, and of course, I don't think we're in a recession technically right now, but we will be. You know, there's no way with what already is going on that it's not going to cause a major setback economically in the country. So might as well say we're in a recession, though technically today we're not. You know, we will be in very short order. And then on top of that, there's all the doubt on top of that of how do we come out of this? You know, there's in the past you hit an economic recession. You know, you didn't have the health element involved in it. Was, you know, a myriad of different moves that would have to happen, and eventually, you know, bear market turns into bull market, and you know, things get back and it rolls for a while, and then they go backwards a little bit. We luckily as a country had a very strong economy coming into this. That'll help us immensely. But what I'm telling you is that the time is for you to do a reassessment. Okay, you need to sit down with yourself in a quiet place, and that's not as hard to do this week as it was a month ago. And you need to reassess, and you need to decide, and look at, you know, is it a time to build? Is it a time to tear down? Is it time to move forward? Is it a time to quit? You know, what is it that you know, am I going to have a rebirth here, or am I going to die? You know, is it time to plant, time to harvest, time to kill, time to heal, time to tear down, time to build up, time to cry, time to laugh, time to grieve, time to dance, scatter stones or collect stones? You know, you've got to go through that decisioning process for yourself with respect to your Ambit Energy business, and then come out of that with a I'm all in or I'm all out. Y'all have heard me say all the time on a farewell tour, I had little rubber wristbands made up. Do and do not. There is no try. You know, eliminate try. Go through a process that eliminates try. Most of the people on this call have been trying. You know, you've been sitting in the stands yelling down at the court, but you haven't been playing ball on the court. Okay. And the bottom line is that, you know, either do or do not. You're either in or you're out. And if you're in, then take this time to start to rebuild. You don't have to wait. There's going to be no better time to build this business than right now. No better time than to build the business is right now. You know, quit starting and start, or decide that you're not going to start at all. That's my message to you. You know, it's a good time for the system to purge itself. For those that feel like there's a better opportunity out there for them, hey, fantastic. For those that just think that, you know, they're so confused and so upset over everything that's going on, it's just not the right time, that's okay too. But for those of you that are full force ahead, for those of you that can mentally get in the place, and again, it's not a mechanical execution issue, it's a mental thing, get yourself out of all the rest of that crap that's out there. You know, get focused on Ambit Energy and go build Ambit Energy. It might be a little bit slower because maybe you're an eyeball to eyeball, face to face. You know, maybe you didn't use the internet that much. You know, get back into the game the best way you know how to get back into the game. And I'm going to spend the next couple of weeks talking about getting back into the game given today's circumstances. So I really hope that you not only return to the call next week, but that you get your team on the call next week. I'm going to start bringing some people on that are really building the business, that are doing great through all of this. You know, I've got a couple of people already lined up, and they're just killing it. I mean, you know, they're getting weekly checks week after week after week after week with commas in it. You know, and you know, I want them to get on. I want them to give some stories of how they're doing it. And let's spend the next couple of weeks, for those of you that may not be as familiar with, you know, the non-eyeball to eyeball methodology. And I'm strictly talking about how you're bringing people into the business and how you're working with them on the phone to gather customers and that sort of thing. So get tuned back into the call, get your people back in on the call. And over the next couple, 3 weeks, we're going to really spend some time on drilling down on, you know, the way to build the business given the set of circumstances that we have today. One last thing is I'm praying for each and every one of you that, and I'll tell you that it always gets darkest before dawn. If you're in a dark spot right now because you've lost your job or there's something going on, there's always the flip side to it. You know, I hope that you can find some relief in Ambit Energy or whatever it is that you decide to pursue. But I certainly hope first and foremost that you heed the instructions of your local officials, your state officials, your federal officials. Keep yourself safe, keep your family safe, and this too shall pass. You know, we're going to look up at in some period of time, and I'm not going to say it's going to be weeks or months or when it's going to be, but I think relative to everything else in our life in a relatively short period of time, we're going to look up and this thing's going to start to fade in the rearview mirror and life will continue on and it'll be a very, very exciting time. So with that, I'm praying for each and every one of you. I hope you get on the call, bring people to call next week, and Bear, let's open it back up. Let everybody say good night.
Hey, awesome call, Brian. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that.